going to get the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. At the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Whoa. Against Bradley, three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG role, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Ada. Love sports, love Radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. This time in World Sports News, Steve and Alex will review the World Cup, Nation Tennis season, Roger and Rafa still remain on course to the titles, and the new NBA season is around the corner. In this highlight game, William and Colin will review the match between RNG and SSG in S7. In this week's Weekly 4C, Cassio and Ada will focus on the game between the Rockets and the Warriors. In this week's The Great, Carmel will introduce you Russell Westbrook. And in Your Man, Matt will introduce triathlon. Now let's kick off with World Sports News.
Good evening, my dear audience. You're listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back, I'm Steve. Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
The final round of World Cup qualifying match is taking place and 22 countries are already assured of their places and next summer's 32-team tournament. Five-time winners Brazil are there as our defending champions Germany, plus Argentina, Belgium, Colombia, England, France, Iceland, Portugal, Spain, and so on. And there are still teams on their roads to Russia, including Switzerland and Italy, through the playoff match.
Let's turn to Formula One. Lewis Hamilton took another victory in the Japanese Grand Prix last week, and he says he has taken nothing for granted in the title race, despite opening a huge lead with victory. The Mercedes driver led Sebastian Vettel by 59 points after his Ferrari rival retired early in Suzuka. I just have to keep my head down and keep doing what I've been doing, Hamilton said. There are still 100 points available. We've still got to win the next four races.
Back to Beijing, world number one Rafael Nadal beat Nick Kyrgios 6-2, 6-1 in the China Open final to win his sixth title of the season. Australian Kyrgios began well but lost his way after he became frustrated by a line call in the first set in Beijing. And in Shanghai Masters, the two legends Rafa and Roger Federer remained on course to meet in the final, while Roger won by 6-3, 6-4 within only 72 minutes. This is Roger's fourth consecutive win against Rafa and his third Masters title this year.
And now, let's kick out some basketball news. Now the NBA is hot in the preseason. However, Cleveland Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue's deadpan expression said it all when he was asked about former Cavs guard Kyrie Irving's disparaging remarks about Cleveland in comparison to his new home with the Boston Celtics.
Irving's comments made in Charlotte, North Carolina earlier this week when the Celtics played the Hornets did not go over well in Cleveland, becoming sports talk radio fodder for a fan base already reeling from the Cleveland Indians' upset loss to the New York Yankees in the American League Division Series. Boston is a really major city, Irving told reporters as published in the Boston Globe. Coming from Cleveland, the Midwest, where the culture is different, and then you move to the East Coast, into Boston, it is so real and alive, an ongoing, thriving city, consistently, no matter what hours throughout the night.
By the way, the NBA season tips off October the 17th, and it's one of the most significant years ever for the league's uniforms. After 11 years of being outfitted by Adidas, the NBA is now having its uniforms made by Nike, which has sent lots of changes rippling through the league's appeal.
The Premier League continued this week. Arsenal squandered a lead to lose 2-1 in injury time at the Vicarage Road, while Arsene Wenger bemoaned a scandalous decision to award Watford a penalty. The Gunners led through Pat Matzaka's header, but the Hornets equalized when Troy Deeney converted from the spot after Hector Bellerin was adjudged to have fouled Richarlison.
In other game, Manchester City scored 7 against Stoke, while rivals Manchester United were held to a goalless draw at Liverpool, as Pep Guardiola's team went 2 points clear at the top of the Premier League on Saturday. But the most dramatic action of the day took place at Selhurst Park. Crystal Palace ended their 731-minute wait for a Premier League goal when Roy Hodgson's team took the lead 11 minutes into their match against champions Chelsea thanks to an own goal from Cesar Azpilicueta.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. See you next week at the same time. I'm Alex. Bye.
I'm Steve. Bye.
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to Highlight Game. I'm William.
I'm Colin.
Now, we all know that S7 for the world champion is on the run right now. The teams from LOL China region have got more good marks, and two of them were the first of their group matches. Today, we are going to review the game on October the 13th between RNG and SSG.
Well, let's have a look at their picks. Roy Never Give Up picks Leasing, Tristina, Jana, and Garios, and Rambo. Samsung, Camille, Sejuani, Syndra, Varus, and Lulu. Through the picks, we can see RNG was planning on a quick fight to end the game, while SSG preferred a little period pick. When the game was on the bend and peak, the coach of SSG left when MLXG picked Leasing as a jungle, since Samsung is good at management, which will lead them to a later period when Leasing will not be that threatening due to the condition updates.
However, MLXG, the jungle of RNG, was very aggressive. Despite the jungle, the ADC of RNG, UZI, also gave great performances during the past group matches. Although they won the last game versus SSG, Samsung is not a weak team, for they won the second place in S6.
At the beginning of the game, both sides started from the jungle of their own side. On the 4th minute, Sejuani, who went on an anti-jungle, was caught by 4 of RNG when Tristina, Leasing, and Jana all gave their blink to chase Sejuani, who was rescued by Lulu's shield and healing just before she lost her last blood. Here we can feel the great operation shown by Ambition, one of the top players in the world.
2 minutes later, when Leasing invaded the opposite jungle, he successfully robbed the blue buff of SSG with the support of the two on the bottom line after quickly destroying the turret, through which we can see the courage of MLXG, making him very different from others, and meanwhile reminds me of his daring to engage. Even he got a mark of 0-7 in the past. In the 14th minute, Leasing was keeping an eye on the button, but he was discovered by Lulu. Thanks to the ADC and the support transferred to the mid, where jungle used R skill, shut Sejuani down even if he was one grade lower.
16th minute, Gallius came down to the bottom, forcing Samsung to give up their first turret, but Syndra went to the top at the same time, forcing Rambo to withdraw to pick off the turret as an exchange. By the 20th minute, bottom two of the Samsung killed Rambo and the turret was destroyed by RNG. 22nd minute, Leasing was seen and slain. At about 27 minutes, Samsung wanted to find an opportunity to open fire in the middle way. Unfortunately, the first wave of injury failed to kill Jana at once, which gave RNG an opportunity to immediately counter-attack and completely destroyed the team.
When it came to the 28th minute, SSG won Dragon, but vision of Nashor was lost. Then RNG quickly reserved package. SSG AD accidentally made a forced dodge, which led to his death. RNG gained a complete victory after a textbook tie team fight. The 32nd minute, based on their great advantage and RNG's violent attack, SSG could do nothing but watch their crystal blow up.
After this totally delighted game, RNG won the first place of the group and locked the final 8. It'll face FNC from Europe to win a ticket to the final 4. Congratulations to RNG. Looking forward to your performance in Guangzhou. Royal never give up.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
See you next time, and the weekly 4C is coming soon.
Hello, our audience. Welcome to this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Ada.
I'm Cassio, and nice to meet you guys. The new season of NBA has begun. We have already watched a few splendid games in the past 2 weeks. Do you still remember Stephen Curry's great performance in the game between the Kings and the Warriors? He scored 18 points in 18 minutes. He may not be such good as Carl said, entirely beyond Jordan. But the truth of his attack outside 3-point line cannot be ignored.
Yeah, we all expect his great performance in the next game. So today we are focused on the game between the Rockets and the Warriors. Talking about this game, people say the Western Conference Finals is coming in advance and the two sides are so well matched that neither could gain the upper hand. What do you think, Cassio?
Well, as a fan of the Warriors, obviously I would say the Warriors can defeat the Rockets in no time because they're always the best. I'm just joking to be serious. Although today's Rockets is better than ever, even better than the Spurs since Chris Paul has joined in. There are still a lot of problems they get stuck in. It does take time for Paul adapting to this special team. As we all know, Harden is the lead player of the Rockets. So, when another powerful force enters in, how can they both survive and integrate better? That means it's difficult to allocate the ball to these two players. Now, we can totally see as for tacit understanding, the Warriors is no doubt better than the Rockets, because the identity of them is almost the same as last season.
No, I don't agree with you. I stand on the side of the Rockets. Since Zhou Qi has been in the Rockets, Chinese basketball fans' focus is on this team again, and Zhou Qi and Paul have become a new group called Bao. We all expect to see their great performances in the following games. Besides, the Rockets is the leader of the struggle for contending Anthony. If Anthony truly in, the possibility of the Rockets to defeat the Warriors is available, even not this time.
But it's just your guess and we can say nothing about future. So back to the fact, it's true that the Warriors is completely perfect. Let's see, they keep the core team in the summer, at the same time increased two shooters, Nick Young and Cassidy. They also won the green to Jordan Bell on the NBA draft. They are so excited that there seems no team can beat them. Since 2000, the Lakers and the Heat are the only two teams which defended champion. The Warriors is expected to achieve this goal.
That makes sense. I suddenly remember the last time when the two teams met. The game continued so long. They played and played, run and run. Comes the result after entirely 3 overtimes.
I remember too, the Warriors finally won. I was so excited that time, though I was happy for their victory. I had to say it's hard to tell which team is better. However, tell you what, the Warriors will defeat the Rockets at this win 5 points, and it probably be a blowout.
I'm sure you have forgotten one thing. It's the Rockets' home court. I believe they still have big chance to win the game.
Just wait and see.
So that's all for this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Ada.
I'm Cassio. Coming next is Yeoman. See you next week. Bye.
ladies, welcome to the grid. I'm Carmel. There is a man whose poor shooting choices are often criticized. Although the end of the basket is not efficient, he can produce a lot of damage and rely on the penalty girls. He has good physical fitness and strong athletic ability. He is not a passing point guard, but he is good at linear breakthrough, explosive force, amazing big step, and wicked-hit height. He is Russell Westbrook. He alone stood on the shoulder of Thunder team. He has put himself late, become the brightest star in the night sky. By the chance, I'm going to reveal the career of Russell Westbrook. Born on November 12, 1988, he spent his early years in California, Zinger High School. Russell Westbrook led the team to 25 in senior 3-4 history records and entered Luzhangguo High School. It is the first area in Southern California Inter-University Consortium AA Championship semifinal. Finally, Howard offered him a scholarship and invited him to the UCLA for UCLA Bruins. In 2007, he became the Pacific 10 League's best defensive player of the year, entering the Pacific 10 League and the league's best defensive lineup. He holds record for the longest playing time in the history of a sophomore. Russell Westbrook's relationship with NBA began during the 2008 NBA draft, when he was selected by the Seattle Supersonics in fourth place. In 2008, the Sonics signed with Westbrook for 4 years and the Seattle Supersonics officially changed its name to Oklahoma City Thunder in the same year. In the Thunder and Bucks, Russell Westbrook made his debut for the Thunder in NBA. In 2009, NBA officials announced that Russell Westbrook, a rookie in Thunder, won the West December Rookie of the Year award. In the 2009-10 season, NBA officials announced the 8-year-old man roster for the 2010 All-Star Challenge, and Russell Westbrook was selected with the second grid. In 2010, he won the Turkish Basketball World Championship with the United States, leading the team to a 4-game winning streak that was the first in the Western Conference. Russell Westbrook was selected for the 12-person squad for the U.S. Men's Basketball Championship in Turkey. On February 4, 2011, the NBA's official website officially released the 2011 All-Star Game of the Eastern Conference, and the Russell Westbrook was selected for the first time. In 2012, he won the London Olympic Games with the American men's basketball team. NBA's official list of the 2011-12 season was announced, and Russell Westbrook was selected as the second best runner. It is a pity that Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder failed to beat the Miami Heat 1-4 in the final. Russell Westbrook scored 22 points. Russell Westbrook scored 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists in 2015, scoring his 12th triple-double in regular season. He was named the best player of the Western Conference in Toronto All-Star Game. Russell Westbrook helped the West get a 186-173 victory over the East. Then he was selected the All-Star MVP, became the first reigning All-Star MVP player. He underwent surgery on his right knee 3 times in 2013 on July 17, 2014. And the ESPY Annual Awards Ceremony, the Thunder guard Russell Westbrook won the Best Comeback Player of the Year award. In 2015 and 2016, he won the MVP of the All-Star Game for 2 consecutive years, 4 times in the NBA's second night. NBA's official list of the 2015-16 season was announced, in which Russell Westbrook in the top lineup. In 2016, Thunder and Russell Westbrook completed a new tour in 2016. Thunder and Russell Westbrook completed a new 3-year contract, which was $25 million. Russell Westbrook is a fullback defender with great athleticism. He has the determination to win the championship, and he never makes excuses for himself. He did everything he can do in each game, and that is just what he does throughout his career. That's all for this grade. Thank you for your listen. See you next time. Bye.
Hey guys, today I'm going to introduce one of the sports, Ironman Triathlon. In February 1974, a group of sports officials gathered in a bar in the Hawaiian Islands to argue about which sport was the most irritating in the world. Finally, Commodore John Collins proposed who can swim in one day in a rough sea for 3.8 km, ride a bicycle for 180 km around the island, then at the end run about 42.195 km. Honolulu stopped over Masna. Who is the real Ironman? Clean's idea is spotted by everyone. It has been gradually spread that in Australia, New Zealand, Spain, and so on. More and more physical exercise training is a process from laziness to hard work. Anyone who sticks to the iron for more than a year, the process will allow you to reject more and more bad habits, and procrastination will be cured. Anyone who sticks to the iron for more than a year will not be a lazy person. Furthermore, the iron 3 will improve your toughness, and you will become more flexible in the face of stress. Tenacity can help you cope better. The Iron Man is definitely a strong man. Moreover, people who exercise don't sleep in because life is more regular. Long-term aerobic exercise can make sleep more effective. You will get into the habits of getting up earlier. For instance, F1 driver Jason Button said, "I love outdoor sports like Iron 3. In F1, results are often associated with car racing, tactics and their own performance," Button said. "But outside of F1, I found a way to train my body to be in the best shape. In the Formula 1 car, Button's physical is strong, which is related to his perennial Iron 3. Triathlon is a movement that reflects the lifestyle. It excludes vitality and charm. The triathlon is fresh, young, energetic, and hot, harsh, and exhausted. The most important rule of the long-distance race is that the athlete must complete all the games with his own feet. This sounds obvious, but in some memorial triathlon race, especially the most difficult triathlon race in Hawaii, once the player Julie Moss was finally climbed over the finish line, they can't happen at the Olympics. To swim in and out of the swim, to follow the appropriate opponent on the way. Sprints are to take advantage of the conditions and speed up the race. The bicycle set out to control the bike to keep up the bike stable in the process of following the cycling. Airflow caused by the car ride can save energy and adjust the position according to the direction of the wind, and use the wrapping technique when setting off, chasing or overtaking. Sprint from 30 to 50 meters from the finish line to get to the front. A long run, general use uniforms running, can save energy to reduce consumption. In the running, you can use the lead and the running tactics flexibly. You can use the lead and the running tactics flexibly. Stimulating, challenging. Triathlon is a combination of endurance and perseverance of sports. Athletes through the finish under nature and challenging of their self. So have the strongly stimulate and challenging. Get about yourself. Ornamental. The game is played outdoor, rain and shine. The venue can be set in the seaside city. Scenic sports city. Also can be located in the mountain village. Has the stronger ornamental. This is triathlon. That's the challenge. You have the guts. You want to try. That's all for today's Young Man. Thank you for your listening.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hengqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, 王玉梦。
Matt, 功高望久。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。